It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford, Damon Whitten, and we're going to Bowling Green. It's a tough assignment, and a very good hockey team, especially on their own ice, and the Lakers are going to have to really play well. We're going to have to play like we did Saturday night.
Yeah, no, they're a real good team. I mean, they've been picked to be near the top, and they've been ranked all season long, and, you know, really like the makeup of their team. You know, they're a big, heavy team. They come at you. They play extremely hard. Obviously, you know, went through coaching change with Chris Bergeron going down to Miami, his alma mater, and Ty Egner taking over, his assistant coach there. So not a ton of difference in the way they're playing. There's a few things it looks like they've adjusted, and Ty put his stamp on there a little bit, but doing a really good job with that team. You know, experienced team. There's not a lot of young guys in that playing that lineup, so they kind of know the Bowling Green mentality, the style of play, the structure, and they do a lot of things well. But they really come downhill at you. That's been their stamp really for a lot of years, even back when I was playing. You knew, you know, if you touch the puck, somebody's going to finish their check on you. And I think that really makes those puck decisions, that puck management, really important. Like, you know you're going to get hit. You've got to make that the right play, make a good decision with it. And if we do a good job of that, that leads to some opportunities and some chances, because, again, their aggression, you know, they're very aggressive all over the ice, and you can use that to try to counterpunch there a little bit and create some offense there. But it'll be a big task in a you know, tough building to play in, a really loud crowd, that low ceiling that kind of bounces around there. So, you know, looking forward to a really enjoyable weekend of games.
Yeah, it'll be some tough hockey. I look at this Bowling Green lineup. I was checking them out the other day. A lot of names I recognize there. Alex Rohauer on defense, Eric Dopp in goal. They got Cam Wright, Brandon Cruz, Max Johnson, Frederick Letourneau. Yeah. They've got some good hockey players.
And they've been around. You know, like I said, you remember those names. They've been around. Rauheiser leading their team in scoring as a senior defenseman. You know, just a really dynamic D-man. You know, he'll be one of the highly sought-after free agents as the season progresses and into the postseason. You know, Connor Ford, Wright, Letourneau, like you said, you know, these guys have put up some good numbers, some good experience, and, you know, a very seasoned group that way. They had one or two early signees that changed their team a little bit here, and then a couple young guys spot in there a little bit. But an experienced team that knows how to play, and they play the right way every single night. So like you said, we're going to have to be, you know, even better than we were Saturday night, where we were heavy and hard and fast, hard to play against, and that's really important when you're trying to match Bowling Green and the things they throw at you.
Yeah, this past weekend, not a good weekend for the Lakers. We lose two games. We've been swept five times this season now. We've swept twice, so we've got a record right now of 4-10, which isn't where we want to be. But, you know, I thought we played really well Saturday in comparison with Friday, and I know you were really upset after Friday's game. I don't blame you. I think, you know, there was just a lack of enthusiasm on the part of the Lakers. We got behind early and just never could come from behind. And then Saturday night, we probably deserved to win that hockey game. We outshot them by a 2-1 margin, and Jurusik, the goaltender from Tech, really made the difference in that game. And their defensive core is very good, too. They don't give you much in around the net, but we created an awful lot of stuff on Saturday, and you got to wonder sometimes, how can you play that well on one night when you played so poorly the night before? But I think that's the nature of the beast right now.
You know, I mean, there certainly seems like, you know, that we're finding different ways to lose hockey games, which is an alarming thing. You know, last year from the start, you know, we learned how to win early on and really rode that wave and improved. And this year it's been the opposite. Certainly that schedule, you know, didn't help with some of the teams we're playing there. And now it's, you know, there's a little bit of a grip in the sticks, a little bit of a lack of confidence. You know, so we're fighting through that a little bit. Friday, like you said, was very disappointing. I didn't think we showed up to compete and play. And that includes our top players, our seniors. And, you know, that's not acceptable and not a standard that we allow in that locker room. So, you know, the guys heard about it and we were able to show them film and point out exactly why that was the case and where we lacked effort and intensity and the ability to win puck battles, things like that. And I thought guys responded really well Saturday night, just really disappointing that we didn't get the result. As you said, there's really not, the only area we didn't win in that game was special teams. And that's the difference in the game on that night. So we've got to do a better job, you know, you know, finding the right penalty killers and shutting it down. We had one of their lone power play goal came in hitting one of our defensemen, and you know, same thing, just being fully committed to blocking shots. It can't go off, you go in our net. That's kind of where it's gotten to, that anything that can go wrong seems to go wrong right now. So it's a frustrated group and a challenging group, you know, but there's still a lot of belief. We know we have the ability in that room to go down there Friday night and get a win in a tough environment, and you know, that's going to be the theme. You know, you got to believe in yourselves, you got to believe in the guys next to you, and you know, we believe in this team. We think we've got a lot of good pieces on this team here, and certainly we're not sitting where we want to be, so we've got to harness that, turn that around, teach and lead through it, and find a way to start stacking up some wins.
Yeah, we'd like to be a lot better on special teams. Our penalty kill is not where we want it to be. It's down around 80% right now, and the power play, it's been kind of hit and miss. It was really slow to start, then it came on a bit, and now it's back having difficulties again. We went 0 for 2 and a two-man advantage on a Saturday night in the second period. We didn't do anything with it. We had four shots on goal but didn't score a goal. And again, I'd credit Jurusik there. I thought he was outstanding, but because we did create some good chances. But there's work to do there, and it's not going to get any easier. Right now we're missing Louis Bedone, who's a big part of the power play. We're missing Nordquist on defense, and Jacob may or may not be back this weekend against Bowling Green. That remains to be seen at this point. But those are key players right there, and we need them in the lineup.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. You know, when you lose key personnel, it's going to affect those areas. You know, I think Jacob probably a bigger loss than we anticipated with that bad knee hit back to the Ferris State series there. Obviously, we knew he was a key guy and just logs major minutes in all situations, and just an elite hockey brain along with an elite skater. So, you know, Nordy's been a big loss for us. And, you know, but it's the opportunity for other guys to step up. You know, there's some minutes for guys to grab and harness to and build their roles. And, you know, I think we've been pretty average at doing that, guys emerging and, you know, taking on the challenge when guys go down. Louis certainly on the power play was a big loss for Saturday's game. And that's a scenario when you go from Friday night to Saturday night, you don't get a chance to jump on the ice Saturday and rep power play out. So we knew personnel would be a little bit different and that would change some things. And that certainly hurt us there. The 5-on-3 we have worked on has included Louis in that part of it. Really, you know, runs through him in a lot of ways because of his dynamic passing ability and vision. So that really, you know, threw a big wrench into what we're trying to do there. But like you said, we generated a couple looks. You know, we have one that hits us and stays out instead of hitting them and going in. And, you know, we've got to find a difference there. So to me right now, it's simplifying it. You know, we're not going to go in and try to make more plays and look for that great backdoor tap in. It's getting bodies to the net. It's getting pucks to the net. Find a way to get a greasy goal, a dirty goal, and, you know, gain some confidence and gain some momentum in those areas.
Yeah, it won't be easy either at Bowling Green. They don't give you much. We mentioned a few moments ago some names of some players, really good defensemen. They're good defensively. They get back in their own zone. They're a pretty big team and physical, and they can skate. They got pretty much a full package right there. And then they've got Eric Dopp, who's a pretty good goaltender. He's coming off goaltender of the week performance in the WCHA. So they're going to be a tough nut to crack down at Bowling Green.
Yeah, you know what? It'll be a different look for the first time, too. We've played teams the last few 3 weeks in a row that have some similar structures into what they do. Bowling Green will throw a different look at you in the D-zone coverage. And again, we've talked about their aggressive D-core, really aggressive team all over the ice. So it's constant pressure. You know, in our board battles, our puck management will be really important. I think in our offensive zone possession, again, it'll have a much different feel. So we're trying to spend a good amount of time and kind of getting our guys back to more of a man-on-man team than what we've seen in those surround and outnumber teams the last couple of weeks. But the guys will have to go up and perform. You know, you've got to go out. Now that's man-on-man, you've got to be quicker. You've got to be heavier, protect pucks. But it should, you know, have an opportunity to lead to more offensive zone time, which I think as a team is an area that we can be pretty successful at. So that'll be a big matchup for us.
Yeah, this is going to be a great weekend for somebody who's got quickness and skill. And, you know, we've got a few players like that. And hopefully, you know, I don't think Bedone's going to be back this weekend. But, you know, we've got some other guys who, if you're covered one-on-one, man-to-man in that defensive zone, you can get free from that. And creativity is going to mean a lot.
Yeah, puck possession, you know, changes a lot when you're going through this structural change that we'll see for the the first time. And, you know, the hard part is our guys are in such a mindset that we've got to move it first touch and get it low to high and get it east-west because of the numbers we saw from Bemidji and Michigan Tech and Ferris State that, you know, you've got to get your feet moving a little bit more now. You've got to have a little bit more separation early on as you win foot races and as you climb walls and things like that. So it really is a pretty significant change in our offensive zone habits. Again, we go through it enough all season long. It shouldn't be a big adjustment, but it can take guys a little bit to kind of get their brains going and kind of remember what it feels like to play a team that we're really making a pretty significant change in our offensive zone possession.
Now, what's the travel plan? You'll leave this morning and head down to Bowling Green. You'll practice there later today, I would think. You kind of try to set a pattern here so that the players get to what they're used to.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent on your road trips. Obviously, the timing and the way you travel sometimes affects those things. But for our kind of standard bus trips, it'll be a pretty normal trip. You know, we'll get the guys lunch here in a couple hours and then get into Bowling Green with enough time to hopefully jump in the hotel and then just get settled for a quick stop and then head over for practice. And you get a full hour on the road on Thursday nights. So you got 60 minutes and then just touch up on a couple areas. Certainly want to use that to get used to the facility, some of the you know, unique bounces or ways their rink set up. Every rink has their own little you know, unique qualities about it that you want to be prepared for. And you know, we'll use that and then go out, get a good team meal, and then hopefully, you know, being on the road, there's less distractions. You know, there's no classes obviously Friday. Being on the road, certainly some study to be done on the bus and around the hotel, but you know, you can kind of shut things down a little bit and just be a hockey player for a couple days there, a couple hours, and then Saturday morning or Friday morning, you wake up, have a pregame skate and pregame meal, and then it's just full game prep. So, you know, we're going to challenge our guys to make sure as individuals, they know what it takes to be ready to have themselves prepared to play. Everybody's a little bit unique in their preparation and the way they like their afternoon structured. And it's really important that they recognize what they need and they put their best foot forward to have themselves ready to play.
All righty, Lakers at Bowling Green this weekend. We're going to talk more about that in the second half this morning. We'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation. But did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford, Damon Witten talking Laker hockey. And the Lakers on their way to Bowling Green a little bit later this morning. And this is probably a good trip. I mean, it's about 6-7 hours down to Bowling Green, but there's not really a – it's not like you're making a trip over to Bemidji or to Mankato or somewhere where you've got to be on the bus for 12, 14 hours. This one's okay, and that's probably going to help us. And I think a lot of our players who have played before are very familiar with this. And they'll indoctrinate the freshmen a bit, and we don't have that many first-year players in our lineup this year, and this should be good. I think most of our guys have played at Bowling Green before.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of our guys are familiar with that building and that team and then their style of play, so that certainly does help. And, you know, those are the guys you lean on to, you know, to be prepared and to know what we're going to see and come out and you know, have a good Thursday and, you know, just be ready. So those guys are really critical to your preparedness and your development of your team, and we'll lean on them quite a bit. But you're right, it's, you know, one of the easier trips, just right down 75, and you know, fairly easy trip in terms of what we're used to in some of the locations we've got to get to.
Well, you've got some good goaltending going for you, I think. I think Merrick Smittens is coming off his best, most consistent weekend of the season. And, you know, a lot of fans would say, yeah, he gave up four goals on Friday night. I don't think you can fault him on more than maybe one of those goals. And on Saturday night, he allowed two goals. One of them bounced in off our player on the power play. And really, I thought he played very well. I thought he was just as good as Jurusik on Saturday night, just wasn't tested as much. And I think that's boding well right now. We need good goaltending, and Merrick's is going to have to be the man right now.
Yeah, no, it seems like he's you know, kind of come out of you know, what was going on a little bit earlier. And you know, Zach's done a good job continuing to work with Merrick's and get him back on in a good place. And it was a good weekend. I thought he was outstanding Friday. Like you said, there was four goals, but maybe one that he had a chance on at least, and the other one's no chance. And I thought, you know, we gave up way too many good chances. I think it was 15 grade A's, and so still shouldn't be four in the back of our net, but it's breakdowns with some box out, breakdowns tying up sticks and some other areas there. But I thought Merrick's made some really key saves at key times to keep it, you know, within striking distance for most of that game until that fourth goal in the third period there. So no fault of his. And I thought he played well, and, you know, he's rounding back up into form, and you know, that's a good thing. We've got a healthy competition going on behind him, and you know, I think Seth will get an opportunity at some point here. You know, and Roman's obviously gotten a couple chances to get in there as well, so we're working through that. But you know, we need certainly a real consistent effort out of that position.
Got some good play out of some young guys, too, on the weekend, and some veterans. I thought it was a really good weekend for Esposito Selivanov. He showed he can play at this level. I think we'll see him in the lineup again this weekend. He adds some speed and some creativity. Not a big guy, but he can do some other things that the size really doesn't have an effect on. And I thought Brian Basilico had a great weekend for you. I thought Brendan McKay played a little bit more noticeably than he has been. And maybe we're going to break out of this thing. Maybe some of these guys who haven't been contributing will really get on the board here pretty quick. We certainly need that.
Yeah, we do. And there's no question we will break out of it. We've got the right personnel to make that happen. And you kind of hit a freshman, a couple seniors there. And I agree, like, you know, Nico, you mentioned, is not the biggest guy, but I thought he was one of our, you know, most competitive players on both games in the weekend. And that's why he got rewarded. And not only on the score sheet, but with some more opportunity to play. You know, there's the game demands a certain way to play it. You know, it's hockey, you know, and you can't go out soft, and you can't go out non-competitive. No matter how skilled you are, what a good skater you are, it's still a game that boils down to, you know, to basically 50-50 battles all over the ice. And you've got to go out, compete a guy, you've got to go out, be heavier than the guy across from you. And I thought Nico did a good job. You know, he's just kind of a hockey player is a good way to describe him. He's got those tremendous bloodlines. Obviously he grew up around the game at the highest levels, and he just knows how to play, and you know, has a good feel for that approach and preparedness. He's got some grit and some jan to him, and you know, that's something that we need more of from other guys. So it's good to see Nico providing that, and we hope that rubs off on other guys. And then Brian and Brendan, as you mentioned, yeah, certainly, you know, getting back into the shape and the form that we expected them to be in to be able to contribute and help our team. Certainly Brian's best weekend of the year, and he's been trending up the last couple weeks. We talked to him a little bit about Tuesday night that it wasn't surprising to see him play that way, because he has been, you know, getting his game back on. And you know, Brendan McKay, you know, like you said, he had a good weekend, hits a post third period. And then, you know, that's us right now. You know, instead of that going in the net and he's sky high and feeling good about his game, it's posting out and, you know, continue to kind of work through that frustration and the gripping the stick there. But again, he's playing better hockey, and we're going to need him. He's a really important piece of our team.
Yeah, we had some questions on the hockey show on Tuesday night from fans, and one of them concerned the locker room itself and how things are. You know, when you're 4-10 right now and things aren't going your way, you can get down in there. But you indicated that the chemistry is good. This is a good crew. They don't get on each other. Maybe they don't get on each other enough. Maybe they need to get on each other a little bit more about maybe some shortcomings here and there. But they do seem to be a pretty good crew that gets along very well.
Yeah, you know, like I said, when you're going through that, it definitely, you know, things can bubble up there a little bit and it gets challenging. You know, you see that in practice a little bit. The frustration level rises. It gets a little chippy, and we've seen that. And I think think, like you said, that that's part of what you need. You know, there has to be accountability amongst each other. It's great that, you know, you're friends and you're tight and you have a good culture. But when you step on the ice, that friendship is left inside there for a couple hours, and you've got to go out and push each other and make each other better. And I do agree, Bill. I think that's one area that, that maybe we're lacking, that guy to get in somebody's face, or, you know, bring a real, you know, competitive element to the ice early on in practice, and the guys respond to it in a good way and push right back and challenge them back instead of saying, oh, that's my buddy or whatever. So I think that's an area we're trying to, you know, ramp that up a little bit, get guys competing a little bit harder, you know, and that's on us to push the right buttons and find the right guys to do that. So I think we're lacking there a little bit, and, you know, trying to find those buttons to push to ratchet that up in practice on a daily basis.
Yeah, now, given all that and what we're talking about here this morning anyway, what do you do now for Friday night to really make sure that these guys are ready out of the gate? We can't be falling behind at Bowling Green, and yet you can fall behind at Bowling Green because Bowling Green's really good. They can come out and score three goals on you in the first two, three shifts. So you got to be ready. And how do you prepare to be ready to step on that ice on Friday night?
Right. Yeah, and it obviously doesn't just happen one day Friday. That's all week long. And, you know, I thought yesterday we were a little bit lax in a couple areas, and we blew it down right away and, you know, got on the guys, challenged them. They responded. You know, can't come from the coaches all the time. That's that accountability. Once again, you have to be ready to show up and play, you know, on a daily basis. And it does get challenging and hard. But yeah, we've tried to set that tone all week long. You know, certainly in our preparation video wise, guys know they're going to get hit every time they touch the puck this weekend. So, you know, being a selfless player to know I'm going to take a hit, but I'm going to make the right play and put pucks to the right areas and, you know, help my line mates, teammates to gain an advantage or create some offense or at least defend at a really high level is all part of those areas. You know, so we've tried to address it by our practice planning, really getting a little bit more competitive in our approach this weekend. And, you know, we'll continue to do that up even, you know, on a pregame skate Friday to push guys, challenge guys, and make sure they're ready when puck drops.
Now, most of the time on this show, Laker Hockey Talk, we spend our time with preparation for who we're going to play this coming weekend. And we've done that here with Bowling Green, I think, this morning. But, you know, fans are always interested in what's going on with recruiting. And we did talk at length about recruiting on Tuesday on the Laker Hockey Show. It is the time of year when you can sign national letters of intent. We have signed a goaltender for the future, and we have not signed others at this point, but there are others that we are recruiting. We've had players in. They've gotten home now. Do you expect to have even more in the near future here as we try to prepare for the future?
Yeah, great question. And obviously, we have some guys that have signed in the past as well. So I think, you know, maybe next Tuesday or the following Tuesday, we'll kind of make sure we got everything in order before violating any NCAA rules. Josh Wildow hours just came in as well. So Josh was a guy that's been verbaled for a while. We were expecting that. A really creative, fast, competitive player out of Coquitlam. He's a Michigan boy playing up in Coquitlam for Jason Fortier. Had a tremendous year last year. He missed some time early on with an injury, and he's kind of rounding back into form now with Coquitlam, who I think has the top record in the league. Maybe both them and Penticton, who I believe play tonight, are 20-5. So a real key, you know, letter. Where's a letter there for Coquitlam and a key guy? Langenegger up in Salmon Arm. Ethan's a tremendous goalie up there. Really excited about adding Ethan. He just came in for the Tech Series and did his visit and got his NLI signed there as well. So those are a couple of key guys. We just got a verbal commitment from a visit last Monday, I believe it was, and then we don't have the NLI quite in hand yet, so we want to just make sure we're official on that. And just had two visits the last couple of days too. And I'll tell you what, you know, bringing kids to Sault Ste. Marie, you know, you're never quite sure how guys are going to react, and you know, there's some things that are tremendous about our community. Obviously, when you're 19, 20 years old, there's some things that some kids might want differently in terms of some size and things like that. But the way our campus shows, the way our facility shows, the way our professors treat people, fans treat people is just tremendous. And you know, it doesn't take long for a kid to see what a special place this is here and how unique our community is, how together we are, and how much people have passion and care about Laker hockey. So I think we're sitting really good with the other two kids who just came in and flew home Tuesday, I believe it was. I think we'll get one of those verbals within the next 48 hours, and the other guy's looking really strong as well. So, that'll come close to wrapping up the class, but you're always looking and you never know what goes on. There's a lot of guys that have just become available that have been committed for a long time, some of them on NLIs. And so, you want to be diligent working the phones, working with your connections to make sure you're aware of who's available and what's going on, because we're always looking to improve. And then at the same time, you've got guys playing, that who knows what opportunities they're going to get off of our roster. We've been hit with some of those early departures like Bendulis, Holtz over the years, Owen Hedrick. So you always want to be prepared, or as best you can be, when those happen as well.
All righty. Well, we're out of time here this morning. Want to wish you some good fortune down at Bowling Green. You're going to need to play really well, and may the force be with the Lakers this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Good coming in, talking Laker hockey. Hope everybody has a great Thursday, and looking forward to a great weekend of games. Thank you.
All righty. That's another Laker Hockey Talk. We'll talk to you again next Thursday morning on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.